Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Hoss along with Steve Geller and Bobby Hebert. Practice today at Saints Camp. Practice tomorrow at Caesars Superdome as they get ready for this Saturday noon game. And as soon as we got to practice, it was, you know, everybody's taking roll. And I was happy to see number 51, Cesar Ruiz, offensive lineman, got rolled up on in Sunday's game. And it kind of, to me, looked worse. You know, I just wasn't sure. You never know, but he was at practice today. And so I spoke to him afterwards, and he's fine, as you'll find out pretty quickly.
I guess just initially, it was just great to see you out there practice today. You just got rolled up on. Tell me about what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, it's got rolled up on, you know. I'm all good. Literally nothing. Just, I was good.
No, it's a good thing.
Like nothing, so I'm fine. It's a little flexible, man. All that yoga and Pilates is paying off.
When you look at kind of this offense and kind of how it's started in the first couple of games, and even Kellen talked about, man, just getting off to a faster start, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's an emphasis for us. That's something we have to do as, you know, as soon as the game starts, you know, get off to a really fast start. You know, you saw in the second half or even in the second quarter, you know, things started to pick up. So I think it's a big emphasis to, you know, hey, get out there and get things rolling right away.
For fans that know this, but from a player standpoint, when there's no game plan, right, when you're just running plays, mm-hmm. like, is it hard to say, well, evaluate, don't look at the score of the game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's when you're not game planning, it changes everything.
Yeah, I think it does. I said, when you're not game planning, it does change things for sure. Ultimately, though, when you're out there, though, that's the whole test of preseason. You know, that's really what the challenge is of preseason. And why it's important, because you know, you gotta be able to run these plays without a game plan. So see how you do without it, and once you get it, you know, it should be easier.
Instinctively, mm-hmm. and you know, Tyler's a rookie. It happens when that ball comes at you. Instinctively, what is your? Is it just, you know? What are you thinking?
In the ground.
Because I mean, it's football, right?
I was like, man, I gotta get on this ball. I didn't know if it was a fumble. I didn't know what it was. So instinctively, I was just like, hey, get on the ball. You see a ball on the ground or it comes to you, I got to get on it and figure out what happened afterwards.
Right, because you don't necessarily know your backs to him, if it came out or if it's a shovel, if it's an incomplete or a fumble.
Yeah, we're just taught that, hey, loose balls, get on them. So
good luck.
Thank you.
You did the right thing. Just get on it. I mean, it's got to feel a weird feeling, you know, offensive lineman, see that ball coming at you.
Man, all I know is he needs to be Cesar Ruiz instead of Cesar Luis. And we did the post-game Hoss, and they had Scooby. Scooby's giving us a call, and he goes, man, that Cesar Ruiz needs to play like a first-round draft pick. Well, hell yeah. Let me tell you, that's the COVID year. You know, it's amazing how time flies. He's going like into his sixth season. So we need Cesar Ruiz to play like a first round alongside McCoy. You know how we said that needs to be, because what we have invested in the draft, McCoy's a second round pick. We got all these first rounders. Because I'm telling you, that's going to be critical. If you're talking about, I don't care if the over and under in Vegas is 5.5 wins, and you look 4.5, depending where you're looking. For us to really have success and to give the quarterbacks a fighting chance, and Alvin Kamara, whatever.
Yeah.
The offensive line has to kick ass. They can't just be good. Or they have to be great. And right now, the jury's out. Because against the Rams, Mickey Loomis is ticked off. Everybody's ticked off.
How much of a difference can Eric McCoy make, though? Because we're not seeing him out there in preseason.
Well, he was out there against the Rams. We couldn't run up the middle.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So we need to be challenged. I know they're being challenged in the meeting room. And it's going to be a good challenge, whoever's out there against Washington. You know what was outstanding, Steve? And you send me this. He got graded.
Kelvin Banks Jr., yeah.
Yeah, what was he? What you? I might look at that. You have that.
Is that Pro Football Focus?
Yeah. What did you have, Steve? Because you sent it to me, and I said, oh, that's very encouraging. What Steve sent me, that the highest graded pass blocking offensive tackle this preseason, Kevin. Not just rookies, everybody.
Right.
Kelvin Banks Jr. Oh, I said, I like that a lot.
That was pass blocking?
Yeah, and said that's going to go a long way. Now, Steve, the other thing you had sent me was top graded Saints players versus Jacksonville. They got Tipton, that like Fuaga. Okay, I like that. That you know Trenton Welch, the tight end, like that great catch. Boy, that was a great throwing catch when you look at that play. So you look at that, you know, it's not pro football. Yeah, pro football focus. When you look at that, it's not end all be all, but it's a good measuring stick.
Sure.
And then you never want to be on this list because all NFL teams, the lowest graded Saints players, you know, like some of them, you don't necessarily know. He won't make the team. He won't make the team. You know, Molokai.
The seventh round pick.
Seventh round pick tight end? No. And the tight end's not a strength of ours, but that ain't good. So I look at that at best. He may be a practice squad guy. Cam Akers, how he's come back. Colin Saunders. Now he's with the Jaguars.
Ain't there no more, right?
No, we got their center, and they got Colin. Now,
glad he graded poorly.
Yeah, and then but you know who we're counting on? And Godshaw has to stay healthy. That's not good for Christian Boyd, DeMarco Jackson. You know who else we counting on? Who's the third? Who's the third corner? Or whatever. I gate him,
right.
And I like him. You know, the Boston College guy.
Oh, he's ready.
Yeah, and then Nephi Sewell. So all that, I'm telling you, whether you grade it high.
But Ike was like the only starter out there for the defense.
Right, but whether you're grading high or low, that it's not like, oh, this is the gospel, but it's a good measuring stick to see when you look at players. And Cesar Ruiz, he's still out there because he has to show still the coaches something. They want him to take more of a leadership role. He should be, I'm not saying you got to be McCoy. And considered one of the best centers. I'm not even saying you got to be considered one of the best guards, but you know, like, but you can't be a liability. It has to be a strength. Damn it, we worried about the left guard. We can't be worrying about the damn right guard, too. So, Cesar Ruiz, come on, this is a challenge. Hoss, you need to look. We need that first two drives against Denver. When Cesar Ruiz in there, see if he's winning or losing. We got to see what he's going to do because we need him to play well come week one against the Cardinals.
Let's do this. Let's take the ID. Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back with Bobby Hebert and Steve Geller. Again, we finally got to see some Devin Neal at practice. He's been out with a hamstring. He was limited, but it's Tuesday. So I spoke with Devin Neal as he was leaving the locker room today to kind of get his thoughts about getting back to action.
Just give me a sense how good it was to be back out there today.
Oh, yeah, it felt great. You know, I'm not familiar with missing too much time, so it's just feels good to get back in pads and, you know, just get back to work, honestly. So excited for everything's looking up.
And then is it, for you, a progression? I mean, today was limited. Is it just each day?
Yeah, it's just one of those things you don't want to rush into, so they're just being careful, making sure I'm all good. And, you know, everything was great today, so the next step will be tomorrow and amp it up even more and then keep amping up until game day.
Injury you've dealt with before?
No, I haven't dealt with it before, so, you know, it's kind of brand new, but, you know, navigating it, and, you know, I'm glad it wasn't as severe as it could have been.
Do you look at it as a little bit, hey, fresh legs? And, you know, there's a significant amount of eagerness to get out there and show what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, definitely have fresher legs, but I was eager the entire time. I hated missing that much time, but, you know, it is what it is, and now I'm ready to go back to work and go do what I do.
How difficult, because most people don't think rehab, they don't know, or meetings, and you still got to do all that stuff, yeah. And it's tougher to be engaged when you're not doing it, right?
Yeah, it definitely is, but, you know, it's my job to be ready at, you know, any means necessary. So, you know, I was staying ahead of my playbook, staying on the iPad, and, you know, just watching film, and like I was out there running it and just learning and just keep on, you know, figuring out what I need to do to continue to improve my game.
With all hopes to be in there Saturday.
Yes sir. I'll definitely be there Saturday.
Saturday at noon. That has a different range, Joe.
Definitely.
Right. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
He's used to that. You know, college football, Saturday at noon. I bet he's played most of his game Saturday at noon or Saturday night. I can't think of any time in my life where there's been a Saturday at noon preseason game.
No, Hoss, we were talking about that earlier. Even, you know, I was playing, I said, now, you know, noon, first off, I just remember preseason like more at night, Friday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night.
You play all over.
Yeah, Saturday night. Or even like Sunday night when, you know, we had primetime games, but never like, you could see Sunday at noon, but not Saturday at noon. No, this is a.
Make the most of it.
I can't recall, but.
Yeah, because you got to make your cuts.
Can't have it too late of a Friday night.
Right. That's right. You got to make your cuts. You get that extra day because then you start the clock until September 7th. And so, what the heck?
Well, you know what I remember, because then we were playing four preseason games. I remember that Friday night, and because, you know, I'm going to be on the Weather Channel talking about Katrina 20 years. I remember doing that Ravens-Saints game.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was a Friday night, you know, late night game. And then you wake up the next day, and I remember being on the last flight to get out of the MSY airport. They were calling it Mozart. I don't think was it called Louis Armstrong then? I'm not sure. But anyway, to get out on that Saturday morning, and then I was just thinking, the next time I see all these people around the dome,
right.
I was like, man, I was just there. No, it was so surreal. It was almost...
Fun fact, that's the 1 year I had Saints season tickets. Oh, what do you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, you know who was at practice today? Coach Haslett, because, you know, he came to see his son. His son coaching the tight end.
Chase.
He was part of the alumni. Coach Haslett was there hanging out. And he was in that – he was the coach. That was his last year, that 3-13 season.